أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين وعلى صحبه المنتجبين، واللعنة على أعدائهم أجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقال الله الحكيم في كتابه المبين، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: الذين ينفقون أموالهم بالليل والنهار سرا وعلانية فلهم أجرهم عند ربهم ولا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. In the beginning, I would like to request all honorable guests, brothers and sisters, to recite a salawat all together. It is my honor to be with the community in Detroit, the community of many immigrants, our Muslim brothers and sisters. Detroit is one of the most important places within the United States that carries various ethnicities and various nationalities, and diversity is one of the most important, significant quality of the city. And today's gathering is a diverse gathering that I can see from various communities, and it is my honor to be with such community, that is diverse community, that has gathered for very important cause. Today, our cause together in this place is cause of humanity. Our common cause, a very important goal. Before I speak about my subject, I would like to send blessings upon those who sacrificed for the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Peace and the blessings upon those souls who have given their lives for the sacred cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this world, there are many good deeds that mankind makes those good deeds in their lives. Sometimes we give money for the sake of humanity. Sometimes we give services. There can be various types of the services that we give. As a doctor, as a scholar, as a teacher, sometimes as a neighbor, as a worker. All these services are really important, and all these services are regarded within the mankind. But there is a service that is a very important service, important in all these services that we think. There is a service that only unique human being, they give that service. I would like to introduce that service with the words of our Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. As Prophet, peace be upon him, has said, فَوْكَ كُلِّ بِرٍ بِرٌ. After every good deed, there is another good deed. On the top of every good deed, there is another good deed. Hatta yuqtalul mu'minu fi sabilillah. until a believer sacrifices for the sake of Allah, for the cause of God. And when somebody sacrifices, gives up his life for the sake of very important cause, for the cause of God, for the cause of humanity, for the cause of peace, for the cause of blessings, for the cause of justice, if somebody sacrifices the life, after that there is no good deed. لَيْسَ بِرٌّ فَوْقَهُ. After that there is no good deed. This is the most and top good deed in this world. Today we are gathered to tributes for those who have given their life for the sake of Allah, for the sake of humanity, for the sake of justice, for the sake of very important causes in various communities. Martyrs are being regarded in every community, wherever you go, in any community. Those who sacrifice their life for their community, they are being regarded in those communities. You go in America, you go in Canada, go in Western countries, you can go in any other country, you will find that there are special people, there are sacred places, there are sacred personalities that are being regarded by the community. Communities, they give God of honor for them because they have given their life for their community. Giving life for the community is one thing, but if somebody is not only giving life for the community, but he would like to give the life for very sacred cause, that is cause of his belief, for the cause of faith, for the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for very important purpose, there is objective to bring the justice in this world. That must be one of the most important deeds in this world. Today, our gathering is going to regard those orphans, those widows. They are being suffering after these personalities who sacrificed. One of the places that was being mentioned in the previous presentation, let me bring your attention towards that. In the past recent weeks, in Quetta, Pakistan, in one of the cities that is close to the border of Iran, very important city, in that city, many of our brothers and sisters, they lost their lives. After the martyrdom, I have read a story of a young girl that became orphaned. Everybody was crying. All the family members, they were weeping, but she was silent. She was standing by the door. She was only 4 years old. She could not understand that she can lose the father. She was innocent. And she said, "Where is my father? When my father is going to come back?" She was just waiting. This is one of the orphans. And these types of orphans you find in various parts of this country. And not only in this country, but oh brothers and sisters, those who live in America, let me introduce you that in various parts of the world, go in Syria, look in Iraq, look in rest of the countries, in Saudi Arabia, in Bahrain, our brothers and sisters are being slaughtered and their orphans are today waiting for their parents. They have lost their loved ones. I've learned another story that I found a mother. She had lost in bomb blast her two children, two sons. And when she comes to bury both children, after the burial, she was standing with the graves. While she was standing, and she started thinking about these two children, how she raised the children, how she sacrificed whole life, that she raised these beloved children, but now she has buried both. While thinking, she gave her life in the same cemetery. She joined with her sons and her children. Dear mothers, this is a mother like you. Dear sisters, that orphan is orphan like you. All those orphans, they are waiting for somebody. We live in a comfortable life. We live in an easy life. And sometimes we forget that in some other parts of the world, there are people, those who are waiting for somebody who can just take care of them. There are people that when you like to bury them, they do not have the means to be buried. In the other part of the world, we need to think about that. All those means that we have in this world, these are means of this world. And this world is transitional world. It is a temporary world. No matter whatever faith you have, but we all have faith in one day that we will leave this world. This is a common faith. We all have faith that this world is not a permanent world. It is a temporary world. And while we live in this world, when we think about our children, when we think about our families, when we think about a family of four members, we should not think this is only our family. Today, this world has become a global village. As we call it as a global village, what does it mean? It means that when it is a global village, then in this village, we need to know what are the needs of other people living in this village. Today, if through internet, through means of technology, we are connected with one another, we need to have feeling about our brothers and sisters living in other parts of the world. Think about those that because of just one blast, that just today I was reported. A blast that happened in a city again, that have taken the lives of 78 people. 180 people, they are just suffering. They have been injured, wounded. And it is only one part of the world that I'm speaking about. You can go and see how many places are the same like this city. Sometimes in Damascus, sometimes in Baghdad, sometimes you hear in Bahrain. Those who are living under the bars. Dear brothers and sisters, when we call this world as a global village, it means that we are as brothers and sisters. Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salatu was salam has said, there are three parts of the brothers. You are either way brother in this world. brother in humanity, or your brother in the faith, or you may be brother from your parents. Be human being. We need to have a pain, a sympathy about our rest of brothers and sisters. Being people of faith, when we share faith, Islam as a religion, then we need to have sympathy about our brothers and sisters living in other parts of the world. Being from one family, being from one country, then we need to have this sympathy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in Quran, الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ. Infaq and spending for the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, giving for the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is one of the sacred practices that is being said in all the religions that are divine religions. You can see that in Christianity, in Judaism, in Islam. The verses that are recited that are from the Holy Book of Quran, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken about those people, Alladina yunfakuna billayli wan nahar. Those who spend for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the night and day. And first night is being said, and then day is being said. Because night is secret. Night is one of the best time that one can help a needy person. Go and look in lives of Ahlul Bayt Ramusalam. Our best of the examples in this world, that our fourth Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salatu salam. I request please recite salawat all together. Carries the bag on his back and goes and knocks the doors of the people. And when he likes to give for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at that time he covers his face. The people, those who are needy people, they should not see on his face. And he wouldn't like to see the face of somebody he is giving for the sake of Allah. Giving sincerely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that requires an effort. That is why it's been said, الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ. Sometimes during the nights, dark nights, make an effort that you give for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and during the day. And then it's been said, سِرًّا وَعَلَانِيَةً. There are two other positions that are being mentioned in the Quran, secretly sometimes. That our sixth Imam, when he wanted to give, he closed his door. And from behind the door, he gave the needy person. That he did not want to see somebody who is coming on the door. And he did not like that the person who is needy, he can see his face. If today we are gathered in this space to help those brothers and sisters who are living in another part of the world, yes, you cannot see them and they cannot see you. But brothers and sisters, this is one of the best practices. While you do not know them and they do not know you, that is going to make your effort sincerely for the sake of Allah. It is khalisatan lillah. It is for the sake of Allah. When you know somebody and you give somebody because of your ethnicity, because of your nationality sometimes, because of your background, because of your family, then again there are some sort of favors. Then again you can think that I am giving because he is or she is part of my family. I'm giving because he's my country member. He's a member of my community. But when you give only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has praised. Alladina yunfakuna billayli wan nahar. sometimes sirran wa alaniya. It is said Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wasalam was praised in this verse of Quran because he had 4 dirham and he divided into 4 positions. One of the dirham he gave during the night, another dirham he gave during the day, another he chose to give secretly, another he gave while he was openly giving, sometimes to encourage other people. He is giving for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but openly to call other people for giving and for infaq, for the spending. Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said rewards for that by saying, فَلَهُمْ أَجْرُهُمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ. When they sacrifice for the sake of Allah, when they give up for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they spend for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the reward of these people is upon their Lord. That means it's not the angels they are going to give the rewards. The awards are going to be given from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your awards are going to be reserved. If today you start to come in this gathering, just for those who sacrificed. Why these people are being targeted? If the people in Syria are being targeted, if they are being beheaded, if people are Bahrain, they are facing all these tragedies. If our brothers and sisters in Iraq, they are going through the difficult time, everyday bomb blasts in various places. If our Mu'mineen in Pakistan, they are sacrificing. What is the reason? Only the reason that I can see their faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their faith in Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wasalam. There are tragedies, brothers and sisters. Sometimes people are being taken out from the buses. Then they look at their IDs. Can you imagine if you're traveling from one city to another city and you are being taken out from the bus, you have been taken out from your cars, and somebody looks at your ID. After looking at the ID, because of the names like Ali, because of the names like Hassan, because of the names like Hussein, only being related with the names, they have been targeted. What it shows, what is the result? We can understand that these people are being targeted. Again, history is repeating today. And my dear brothers and sisters, let us think, what is the root cause for that? Let us think that in this living in international city, a city with various nationalities, why the people in Syria have to be targeted? Why the people in Bahrain have to be targeted? Why the people in Saudi Arabia have to be targeted? Why the people in Pakistan have to be living in this difficult situation? What is the reason for that? I leave this question for you. There are same types of the practices, same types of the blasts. There is a group that is being trained. You know, they started the slogan of terrorism and they said they would like to have fight with the terrorism. They would like to vanish the terrorism from this world. They went attacked on the countries. There were many countries that were attacked. They attacked in Afghanistan. Attack on Iraq. Every day there are attacks on the border of Pakistan. That you see in the news, for example. There are drone attacks. Every day that are happening. The slogan is that we would like to finish the terrorists from this world. But I can see terrorism is being increased. These terrorists are living in the safe haven. Today, if anybody has the freedom, they are terrorists. And communities are being terrorized. When we see these communities living in this situation, I can understand that with all these attacks, only the people, those who have been supported, there are the terrorists. And people, those who have become victims, that are the innocent peoples of the community. Unfortunately, after hearing these news, today I need to feel my responsibility. Our responsibility is not only giving some dollars or pounds. We have many more responsibilities, but that is the least responsibility that we can do. Today, an orphan is waiting for you. Today, those widows are waiting for you. Those children who have lost their loved ones, they are waiting for you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, فَرَهُمْ عَجْرُهُمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Another important result of infaq, spending for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we will become fearless. The one who gives for the sake of Allah, infaq has an important result. La khawfun alayhim. Today, living in the communities of the fear, in the world of fear, listening those news, watching all these tragedies, it makes the communities fearful. But when we give for the sake of Allah, it makes us, we become fearless or fear-free. Let us spend that we can be fear-free. La khawfun alayhim wala hum yahzanun. In order to get out of these grief, we need to give for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has given us opportunity that we have gotten together for a very important cause. And I hope that our community, our brothers and sisters, would complete their responsibility regarding the people, those innocent people living in the other part of the world. I would like to appreciate and regard my dear brothers and sisters, those who have started this effort, this share with the name, it is a share, and it practical also, it shares. That means it is sharing with the people. Our share with the other people. We need to make our share with the people, those who are needy people, those who are sacrificing, those who are sacrificing for us, those who are sacrificing for our faith. Let us share with them. And this share, also it has its rewards. It is going to be preserved. It is going to be taken care by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you make a share in your banks, then you think that you are going to get some interest sometimes, and you are going to get some sort of benefits. But there are benefits in this world. But when you give your share for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the share, it is going to remain. And reward of that share is before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is going to bring the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is going to make you fear-free and grief-free. And it is going to make you that you can be successful in other world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum jami'an wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.